that Prabhu?
Srila Das. Srila Das. Srila Das.
Only Srila Prabhu.
Das.
Srila Das.
What?
Srila Das.
Das.
Srila Das. Das
Goswami?
Very intelligent. And he wants to know the philosophy. I think. Hari Nasan.
Simple devotee.
And he also try to be much more qualified. Especially in established group of our great Jaiva Dharma.
No, I just purchased it. I was waiting
and
for your
master of all. The master of established group. From beginning, I'm reading Jaiva Dharma. And what you see in me, only the mercy of Jaiva Dharma.
I'm seeing things more clearly in your association, Maharaj. Was it ever Krishna's to Yasama Maya Antakara?
Maya Adhikara.
With the light of truth, you can see the darkness and what is what. I was just on the internet. There's so much ignorance about truth, and of course your position. You'll become very controversial. So speaking the truth.
What is on?
He's saying that he goes on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
On the internet, on the computer, you are a very controversial person because you speak the truth. And it creates so much controversy because you speak the truth very openly and honestly.
And there's so much common misconception due to the family Brahmikata, the institutional religious Brahmikata. Superficial understanding. Because of no proper guidance. Prabhupada left no proper guidance. Misguidance. For 20 years. 20 more years.
You know? Why Vedas are called Shruti? Shruti? Why?
Why the alternate name of Veda is called Shruti?
Because of hearing. They are heard. And
why not by reading? There is some deep meaning. Anyone can by reading. Oh, cannot
realize themselves that want to do more
special to cannot come. You remember one slok? Naam Atma. You remember? Have you heard?
Yes.
What?
I haven't heard. I've read.
I have not heard. I have read.
What is this slok?
Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo namedya na bahuna sutana yameva se vrinute kena labhyasta syaishatma vrinute tanum swam.
What is the meaning?
In this verse, nayam atma pravachanena labhyo. The meaning here, atma means the soul. Oh, it has a very beautiful shape.
Oh, not only soul.
I'm finishing my sentence. Atma has a very beautiful shape. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the Supreme Soul. He has a very beautiful shape. How will the individual Atma meet face to face with the Supreme Atma, Supreme Personality of Godhead, in a loving relationship? Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo. It will not be attained by speaking very learned discourses. Na Medeya Na Bhavuna.
It is that being soul for Supreme Personality of Krishna. Or Parabrahma. Bhagavan. Oh, for Krishna. I am.
Yes, similar. Number.
I mean
similar number.
Not for soul. If Atma is Paramatma, Krishna is realized. All souls automatically, automatically. So here I am Atma or I am Atma. Not realized by
Prabhupada. Not realized by Prabhupada means giving very learned discourses. Na me daya. It is not realized by the application of your own intelligence and speculation. Na bahuna asrite na. Not by even studying all of the Vedas, all the Shruti, it is not possible. But yamai vaise vinate tena labhya, satyaitatma vivrinde te tanum swam. The Supreme Lord is revealed to that person upon whom He bestows His mercy. By His sweet will, He can manifest to someone. Otherwise, He can never be understood.
What is the meaning? Purpose.
The purpose is that only by serving the lotus feet of Sadguru, who, and pleasing the Supreme Lord by pleasing His representative, the bona fide Guru, can one come to know the absolute truth.
But service is not very simple, that all can serve Him. Then how? You can serve. If you know, don't know this Atma, that Atma.
Oh, serving Guru.
So why you are not telling?
That's what I said.
You thought, think that intelligence will not do nothing by you. Madhagavat, Chaitanya Chaitanya, are any tongues of gentle words? By intelligence, by learning, by hearing from so many Kandamas, those who don't know that, you can. Only what?
Bhakti Abhagatam Kajanya.
I don't know anything. I have suffered myself. Please, Prachodaya. In all months you will see Prachodaya. Must you please manifest yourself as you are in my heart of this world. If anyone has done like this, unconditionally surrendered, then for him, this is a yogya pastor,
qualified person.
Then himself he will manifest
the Brahma Satulatvatati
Narayan himself told so many things to Brahma, that who am I, who is this world, what is this world. Also Prema Bhakti he told, but he could not survive. Then what he did?
Yanami Paraman Guriyam
Madanugraha
Vihana Gurisam Maya.
Oh, I'm manifesting myself in your heart because you have surrendered. If anyone not surrendering and is using his intelligence like nowadays, all ones, they don't want to surrender. No belief, no strong faith in the works of Guru. Even in transcendental words, in name they have no faith. So I must go to any job and make in some money that I can do. Not depending on name, chanting name. Not surrendering to their will, and that is the problem. So we should be done. Vyasdev Gavati Satriti Bhakti Yogena Manasi
Samyakpana Hitae Mahe Bhakpun Guru Satsona Mahe.
And he surrendered himself totally. And what became? At once he had. He saw Apashyat Purusham
Purnam.
He saw Vitharadija, all the books, Nanda Yashoda, all the pastimes in his hands, like still more, all from birth to lost, Dwarka Lila, he saw. And all the secret truths he saw, and then wrote Bhagavatam or Yashyavai.
कृष्णे परम पुरुषे भक्ति रूपजते तुम चाहे शोक महाभया।
so wasteful. Has so much strong belief on name and hearing Hari Katha from Shukadeva. And what?
Open your heart.
Offering our hearts to them with Saranagati, more Saranagati, but Atmanivedana. Saranagati will not do so much. Entrance gate. But more after that, Saranagati. Oh, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padishivanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasanam Atmanivedana. Atmanivedana is also Arjun, but not full. Also in Bali Maharaj, but not full. It is in Hanuman, but not full. Pandavas, Uttav, oh, even in Dwarka Maheshi, Rukmini Shatavam, not in full. It is also, oh, very highest in Jasoda, but not full. She cannot give his body, her body, for this service. Something like but Gopika. Oh, their Atmanivedan is
complete.
Fire. Understand? Very good.
I can only hear more.
So in this world, the highest surrender is to be always hearing from that Vaishnava who is so exalted.
But rare can do. They will go generally those who have no Sukriti or false guru. You can come here, no. You are very senior devotee, your Swamiji.
Very.
Oh, yes,
all right, this is Banamali.
Where?
Right here, this young lady.
Oh, Banamali?
Her husband is Akrura.
Oh, Akrura.
Akrura.
Oh, don't be cruel.
I've been sitting here trying to get up the courage to ask some questions.
Oh, you can.
Makhanlal's daughter.
Have been initiated by any guru?
Makhanlal's daughter. Another devotee that asked a question last night about the book. That's Makhanlal's daughter.
Ye bolchi na apni Bhagavat porte mana koren. Oh,
very good.
Krishna.
Okay. Is a graduate of Gurukul.
Oh.
And also UC Berkeley.
So what question you have?
We recently had a member of our family pass away. She was initiated by Srila Prabhupada. She dedicated her whole life to serving Krishna. She had very few possessions and very humble devotee. I'm wondering when a devotee passes away before old age due to poor health or some circumstance, very suddenly. What I wonder is, is that person going to be with Krishna? Are they taking birth immediately again in another body? I'm wondering. Or is there a subtle body that stays until the gross body becomes cremated? And
well, you can sit on chair, no problem.
Not knowing what happens.
Because you have some problems.
Yes,
yeah, so if anyone has like any problem, they can sit on chair. Oh, there are so many chairs. Oh. Even they can come here.
But
your question is now full?
Recently, one of her family members, who was initiated by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, always serving, dedicating her all energy to serve him, having very few possessions. This particular devotee, she left her body in the, not really old age. And her question is, what will happen with that devotee? Will he go to Krishna, or will he be in another situation, or until the body, the physical body, gross body is cremated, will the subtle body remain for some time? Is that correct?
What is her destination?
Until...
Go on. What you are telling?
Or is the process not complete until the ashes are given to the Ganges, or is it...
Will that soul reach its destination before or after the ashes of the gross body are offered to Yamuna or Ganges? Or what is the destination of such a...
It depends on their devotee. Really, he has taken initiation or not, in real true sense. He was chanting Krishna name properly and purely or not. He was realizing his position or not. Has he attained Nishtha or not? Even Nishtha. Or even the last fraction. Shraddha, like, oh, if anyone will cut in me so many pieces, even I cannot give up very much. So even a transcendental Shraddha was there. Or the desire, some desire to serve Krishna. And he died, but not all this. But he was a pious person. Understand? Pious. And doing some sukriti, he wanted to have always in good association. He was doing. And he used to do book distribution so much, making money, and he used to give to Swamiji. But never hurt a high class of association. Still, his Shraddha was shaking.
Komal
Shraddha. Weak. No? Then, if he dies at that time, whether he is burnt or is getting in grave, no harm. Oh, he may take a birth anywhere in general devotee's house. Understand? General. And there he may hear from childhood that, oh, only by serving Krishna anyone can be. Otherwise, never he can be. So, very beginning he was chanting, but not pure. There were so many desires, worldly. So many desires were there. And he was, heart was not even pure. What meaning? Not pure means? Oh, so many anaks were there, unwanted things were there. But yet, gradually, he will come in the association of some higher, but not so much. And there he will see, oh, what is Shraddha. And from beginning he will have better chance to have a Nishtha. Because he, in past life, he never attended this, what I told.
Nishtha.
You know what is Nishtha? You don't know, I know.
I don't remember.
You don't. Nishtha, by intelligence, we should determine Oh, I must chant. Because there is no way. Not realize, but even a very firm determination, strong. Not that, oh, should I marry? Should I not marry? I know Narad never married. Oh, but Sukadeva, the father of Sukadeva, Vyasadeva, he? But what to do? Myself. In Shastra it has been written, what? Oh, this world is like wealth. And what is worse? World, to marry and to be with them. Oh, so much attached. If you are attached to Krishna, why to attach in this world? But he is in dilemma. What to do? Should I be in house with my father, mother, wife and children? Or should I give up all these things and go to a high class of association and always chanting, hearing and developing my faith? He is now in dilemma. So it is not nishtha bhakti. Understand? Even not nishtha. Shraddha then nishtha will come, but nishtha is not. If he dies in that stage, what will be? If he is dead in this stage, no nishtha. But he was in dilemma what to do. Then he will go to super, most high class of education. And now in this birth, he may have nishtha. Now he has determined, oh, I should be in worldly life. And like Pandavas, like gopis, I will do. And to going on, I will be like Sukadeva Goswami. I will not marry. He has decided, he has come to conclusion. And I will always serve Vaishnava. Like Bharat in his third, in second or third birth, he decided, I will never go to worldly desires and anything who can attach me. And I will give up the attachment of Krishna. He decided. So, a test has come in chanting, remember, and in Hari Katha. Understand? A test has come. And at that time, he died.
In the level of Ruchi.
In the stage of Ruchi. Then what will be? He now, some. In the standard of bhakti, he has come. So if he is died, then Krishna will manage that he will go to a high class of guru. And they are serving him, always hearing, oh, Ashakti may come. But if he dies in the stage of Ashakti, what will be? Oh, he will go, and surely he will come in the house of a very exalted Vaishnava. Like in Gita it has been told, Shrimatam Suchinam Gehe. Suchinam Shrimatam, meaning high class of people come. And then from there, oh, he will practice for bhav. And it may be that in one birth, two births, 100 births, 1,000 births, he may attain Shuddha Prem, that is Shuddha Sattva. That is Rati. And if anyone is dead in the stage of Rati, oh, nothing to do. Surely, he will come like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like this. And from beginning, he will start his Shuddha Sattva Bhakti, stage of Rati or Bhav. And then, if it is qualified in Rati, matured in Rati, what will be? At once, if he dies, gives his body, then Yogamaya at once manage that. His soul should be go to Mahaprabhu, where it is going on the Leela, the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, and he will go. And he will chant and remember with high class of Rati in the association of Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sabchan, Sarup Damodara. And after he has matured this Rati, Jogmaya at once, and if he gives up his body, still he has somebody. And then, Jogmaya will take him, where Krishna pastimes is going on. And he will come in a womb of gopi of what taste he has. If he was of friendship, he will come like a brother of Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal and all. And if he is like Vatsalya, then he will come anywhere like Nand Baba Joshi. But he will have to come by the womb of any gopi. And if he seriously following Rupa Goswami, not only Raganuga, but Rupanuga especially, then he will come in the womb of a special gopi. And she will be married to anywhere in, especially Javat here and there. Anywhere. And he will be associated with high class of Kayadyuha, of Srimati Radhika. And if not, then the door will be closed for them, and they will give up their life and they will meet Krishna by separation mode. And if they are associated with Nitya Siddha, then very soon all what any if unwanted thing is there. But if they have any children, they cannot join Ross by this body. Even so much high class of, even they have come by the womb of Gopi. Never. Then their husband will check them. And they will give up this body. And that not giving up body, there is no death there. Then what to? Their mood that he is my children, he is my. And then everything will go. And Jogmaya will take him to Ross and Sadhguru. So there are so many clauses, like in court, so many clauses for different apparatus.
Offenses.
Difference. So many. Offenses. You are taking a gun and playing, and by chance, a man was shooted and he was dead. And if you can prove that I have no wish to
kill him,
by chance,
accidentally,
then you may be
forgiven.
A very little
punishment,
not death. But if you are have a motive to kill anyone, and if he was shooted, but it was not, he was not shooted,
no.
Even you will have to
call
and punish or
really.
You will put to sentence of death. So there are so many clauses of
laws.
So there are more laws. All these laws have come from that. Transcendental law. This is the shadow of that.
Perverted reflection.
If anyone is chanting 3 lakhs of names, and he's serving so much, always reading books and serving so much, and he has some worldly desire, what became? What will be the result? His whole bhakti is poisoned. He is doing something for him. And if anyone, like queen, not doing anything, not chanting so much Harinam like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh Krishna and what?
Thank you very much.
They cannot chant. Even in one day it may be that they cannot chant 16 names also. Oh, in one Krishna name, oh, they can chant for whole day and night and oh, serving Krishna internally there. And with tears always weeping, weeping, there stands all Sattvic Bhava Makers. So they cannot chant. They want to chant. What will be the of? Oh, more than Haridas Thakur. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. They wanted to chant Sankhya Purvaknam. But when they were telling He Radhe Vajade Vike Chalavite He Nanda Suna Sukha He Govardhan Bhushan Tabi Sarvato Khedai Krishna said, then going to Giriraj Govardhan and then waiting more there. Then they went to Nandagaon, Varshana, here and there, Pandita, always lamenting. When they will count their numbers? Mahaprabhu, in the Rath Yatra festival, whole day he was in Rath Yatra festival. What doing? Shaita Paran Nath Vai. Oh, send my beloved, I have now met thee. And he became infant. Here and there. Whole day Rath Yatra. Has he completed? And when he went to Gambhira, after this, oh, lamenting with Rayaraman. That is my Krishna. Oh, Krishna is in your heart. And then, he became very happy. And he, like, wanted to see Krishna. Then they catch hold of that. Until morning, lamenting like this. When he will complete his name, Mahaprabhu or Swarup Damodar, or pacifying. But there, oh, this is more than me. Oh, this is the fruit of chanting. Understand some? Answer some? I have told so detailed, so it may be that you cannot understand.
And my understanding that depending on the person's level of faith?
Oh, don't try to take your understanding. Always try to understand the understandings of our Guru Parampara. Otherwise, you cannot. Your intelligence always fails. Always fails. So don't take all this. Try to forget your understanding. And try to fulfill,
accept
the standing of our Guru Parampara, especially Rupa Raghunath, and now in very simple words, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Very simple. And you also follow Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, but in real sense. Each of the devotees were serving him and following him. So many sannyasis, so many brahmachari, naistic brahmachari with saffron cloth. Then why they left the institution? Why all? Why they left? And they became weak. Why? It means that they were not aware of what Swamiji wanted. Never followed so much. Oh, follow like this. Oh, he has sold us to this book distribution for making money. Even selling ganja, bhang, no harm, you should make money. They thought that Swamiji. But Swamiji never has told like this. Never. That is why we began. So, we should try to give up our understanding. Try to fulfill our hearts by our Guru Parampara. Understand?
Sometimes you can realize, you will have taste in chanting the memory. And no doubts all this.
What I wonder is, if our goal is to serve Krishna and to serve Guru, then why is there so much arguing amongst each other? I belong to this group, I follow this person, I belong to that group.
But if our goal is to serve Guru and Krishna, why there is so much arguing and disagreement?
Because our goal is not fixed.
But
what is your goal? Do you know? I know that you have a goal to serve, but how serve? Have you, you know that you should serve me also? We should serve the devotees?
Of course.
Can you serve all the devotees like as you are serving to your husband? Can?
I can try. Do
oh, you cannot, I know. You cannot tell or tell, but I can tell. You cannot tell. There is a special relation. A special relation. So our goal now is not fixed. What is our goal? Oh, I should serve Krishna. But this is not true. I am servant of Krishna. Eternal servant. But what kind of servant are you? This goal must be, and it will be, it will come when? If you are initiated in true sense, not only five fire sacrifice, or he changed your name, this will not do. Your will come like Vyasadeva initiated Sukadeva Goswami. Narada initiated? Brahma initiated? Narada. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Rupa. You know? Rupa Goswami. Who is his guru? Always Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is guru. But we see the no sacrifice. Anything was not done. Mahaprabhu directly never gave any mantra or anything, but he always thinks like that. What is that? Oh, this is called transcendental initiation. And ours, with first sacrifice, what? After some days, we become weak and give up fire. And again we become what? Of peace, eggs, and everything like that. So this is really for Kanishka Adhikari to fix that, oh, you are initiated, you must follow them. But by this, you are admitted in the class of school of initiation. And when it will be nurtured, you will realize the relation with Krishna special. Oh, what is the relation? Friend? Or Krishna is my son? If Krishna is my beloved, what kind of beloved? Oh, there are so many things. So, when it will be done, that this relation, a special relation with Krishna, and all your unwanted things will go. Diksha, the Dipyagyan. Dipyagyan will come. Anekha, all unwanted things will go. Then it is really diksha. Otherwise, diksha is not completed. We are it may be that we are in class of school of but not. And then you can decide, oh, what is the life of the goal of all. Not. I think it is very rare in this world. If this goal is achieved, then oh, really, he is now devoted. Oh, have you any instrument? Any instrument?
Yes, drum.
Any harmonium? Mridang is there. Mridang not?
We have one harmonium.
Oh, so you should be.
Thanks.
Anyone can go? Any my boy?
Boy, doctor, no, there is a harmonium.
Mridang is kacha.
Since your first coming here in 1996, every time I was introduced by one of my godbrothers to you, and also Brajanath, who I know for many years, and this is Srila, at any point, every time I'm introduced to you, it's like I've never really met you until I think, well, recently, so today. But from our first meeting, you said you keep yourself so far away, and so I'm understanding that I want to compose you now. It's taking me very slow progress. But I also, this morning I asked you the question, if there's some special name we can offer you. Because you are giving special names, and I was asking if we can give you special names. Well, speaking for myself anyway, my name is Srila Das. That's the name given by Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami. So I'm Srila Das and you are Srila Maharaj. So I just have to...
I think these names are not transcendental. Like a boy, he takes birth. And father, mother, giving any name. Like Ajamil gave his son's name Narayan. What is the relation between Narayan and that son? He was Narayan?
No.
If Swamiji has given any name, bhakti per name, that your bhakti should increase, but not transcendental. When you will know your own soul that, what relation with Krishna, and there is a very beautiful body inside, all the qualities, transcendental qualities and serving, and the relation is there, and also name is there, then it will come. When you will be liberated from this transcendental body, you will realize then. But now we give generally, not qualified, but even we name, Rashika Mohan. What is this? He is not Rashik, not Mohan. But we give. That he likes. Anyone tell him, please give me Aradha, any related name. Oh, Radha Das, Krishna Das. What is this? It means not that it is so much. We know that when Swamiji took birth, then Abhay Charanara Binda. And then Asi Bhakti Vedanta, and it was changed also. Then became He Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And also his all disciples began to
Prabhupada.
But what is the transcendental name? What was or what is? What is? Bhakti Vedanta? Can Bhakti Vedanta can go to Golok Vrindavan? Any Prabhupada can go to Vrindavan? Anyone accept his name that, Prabhupada, come. Anyone tell there? Can you tell? Prabhupada's name? If this Prabhupada's name is transcendental, Rupmanjari will come, Siddham Subal will come, Krishna will come. Then Krishna will tell, Prabhupada, come here.
I'm sorry.
So we should try to realize all.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur
has given the name Vinod Bihari Brahmachari to Param Gurudev. So here we see this name is transcendental.
Oh, Vinod Bihari cannot go there. And if he is in mood of gopi, then how Vinod Bihari will go there? His name will be like Vinod Manjari, like this. We are thinking, but it may be something of more. When we will come in more matured stage, so we should not be very far from this. Let's only to develop our Krishna consciousness first. This should come, very strong belief should come in chanting name, hearing them. This is more important. You can. Namo, I'm coming.
Yes, sir.
Good excuse me.
Did you hear this?
Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitansha Om Anjana Himarandasya Yananjana Shalavasaya